Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. Appreciate that so much. Gosh, it's just wonderful to know that you tune in and listen or upload it, sideload it, download, whatever that is. Do appreciate that. I never know what that is. I think it's upload, but no, it's probably download. Well, maybe. Anyway, moving right along, techno-tard person here. We do thank you for listening. And before I introduce you to my dear friend and wonderful co-host, I do just have one comment. Can you stand it? Just one. Please.
Uh-oh.
Please look in the mirror and tell yourself something good about you today. And then let that sink in and feel good about you. And then spread that feel good. Let other people know you appreciate them. Let other people know you care about them or love them. Lend a helping hand. Give away a smile. Just let's try to be nicer to each other. Just manners, please. Thank you. Hey, have a great day. Let's try it. I think it's important, and it spreads around good feeling. And we all need a few more good feelings in the tumultuous days that we are in. That's what I have to say about that. Without further ado, Mr. John Warren, dear friend, mentor, and so important in my life, such a fountain of info and wisdom. How are you today?
Oh, I'm really good, Ellen. Thank you. I love your comment just now, by the way. I didn't know that was coming. I am good. You know what? Everything is in its place, and we're doing our show, and it's Tuesday. This is my reason for Tuesday. Every day has a reason except Tuesday, but now Tuesday also has a reason. I've always thought, I can name Monday as Monday, we all know. Wednesday is the middle of the week. Thursday in the movie business is payday, so that was always in my mind. Friday is fabulous because it's Friday. Saturday and Sunday are the weekends, and I always thought Tuesday has no meaning. But, Ellen, now it has meaning because if we do a show, there you go.
Yes, we do. We do, and we like it. Yes, we do.
I do like it.
I love it. I love doing this. So, John, today's topic is how scary is that?
I love it.
Weird thing. A weird topic for a show about metaphysical things and being positive and being grateful and all that's important. But one of the things that I've been considering on and off over the last few years is this is wonderful. I love science of mind. I love knowing that I co-create with the God of my understanding. I love knowing that if I focus and affirm and believe and really hold a vision of what I want, that it'll come back to me in its perfect form. That is exciting and wonderful, and gosh, it makes life far more interesting than to just bumble through and hope for the best. So yay! And along with that is a tremendous level of accountability and responsibility. Because now that I know, and I've had it demonstrated enough to truly know, that I do co-create my own reality, that means that when something presents itself to me, guess what, I did it. I can't say, well, jeepers, you know, I don't know how that happened. Now, I may not consciously have done it, and of course the goal is to be more and more conscious as we co-create, but I can't put that toothpaste back in the tube and say, I don't know how that happened. I don't know why that happened. Yes, I do, because I co-created it, consciously or not. And knowing that I am accountable and responsible to my own demonstrations, manifestations, answers to prayer, whatever one believes, I can't turn my back on that. I can't unknow something. I know that one and one is two. I can't go back and say, I didn't know that. Yes, I do know that. One and one is two. I know I co-create. I can't go back and say, but No, that's not true. I mean, I could, but I'd be lying to myself and others because I so firmly believe that we co-create our own reality. Not that I get that fully, not that I snap my fingers and it's there. My name is Ellen Hartwell, not some guru. But I do know that there are things in my life that I have consciously brought from the unseen into the seen. There are things that I have consciously said, this will be so. And because my word cannot return to me void, guess what? It's there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's there because I said so, or I believed for it, or both consciously or not. And knowing that is a little scary. I can't go back and say, well, you know, yeah, okay, I might admit I co-created it, but I didn't really do it. I mean, it's not my fault. There was a thunderstorm, and that's true. There is, that isn't mine. And I don't like fault, and I don't like blame. But we do want to be careful because we do co-create our experience. I can be having the most hideous, horrible, ugly day. I mean, just Murphy's Law, if I put it in my hand, I drop it. If it's in front of me, I trip over it. I mean, we've all had days like that, and I certainly have days like that. But when I stop and I go, okay, wait, I'm creating this. Why? Hi, you're not focused. Hi, you're not paying attention. Hi, you're distracted, or you're letting things go that you shouldn't, or you're carrying something too heavy, so you land smack dab on your keister because it was too heavy and you knew it, but you thought you'd be Miss Muscle Woman and do it anyway. I go, okay, wait, stop. Let me get fully conscious here. I'm very blessed I have someone who can help me carry something heavy. I'm very blessed that my schedule is mine, and I can log off and say, you know what, for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to stare at the wall, and I'm going to get myself together because I'm tripping, dropping, and cussing, and I don't like who I am right now. So let me get back to center because I can, and say, I am a person who does not trip or drop things. I am a person who is focused. I am a person who is effective and efficient and organized. That's who I am. And give thanks for it and take a few deep breaths. And guess what? I get my center back. The day goes much better because I am accountable for the reality I create. Now, we've been here on dicey things. You know, that we don't like to think we co-created. Okay, you don't have to go there, but do take a look at this day we're in right now, this Tuesday, and say, how did my day start off? Let me start the day with a conscious co-creative stance on what the rest of the day will be like. I may not know what's coming up, but I dang well know at this point in my life that if I started off in a positive way, my day will be more positive because I am focused on more positive things. I know I can sit here and grumble and complain and until nobody wants to hear it, including myself, but I do my best not to do too much of that, and when I do, I redeem the time because I'm consciously more and more every day, a little bit more every day, co-creating the reality. So I'll go, okay, you know what, that was a negative vent, and maybe I needed to vent, and that's okay, I'm allowed. And then go, okay, so let me tell you the things I am so grateful for this day. And it'll get me right back on track. The vibration goes up, and all is right in the world. It's scary to know that I can't unknow. It's scary to know that I can't go back before I started studying religious science and learning about it and listening about it and talking to John and others. Like, I can't go back and not know what I know, so that's a little scary, but it's also wonderful because when I'm in my authentic self and I know I can't put that toothpaste back in the tube, I can say, okay, you know what? I flubbed up so badly that it's rather remarkable. It really is. I flubbed up so badly with this or with that, big thing or little, and what do I do? Because I can't say I didn't know. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Consciously or not, I knew, or it wouldn't be in front of me. So I can go to myself and say, self, your authentic self knows exactly what it's doing. So let's get in touch with that animating force that lives within you and around you and is working on your behalf at all times. Let me and let you go back to that, because that's where your power is. That's where you can turn this day away around on a dime. You can be having just the pits of a day and turn it around, because you do know. You can't unknow what you know. You do know that if you affirm and you focus and you work toward believing and you put energy into just, I'm going to have a fabulous day today, people are going to look at you and go, you are a little nutsy. Well, yes, I am. But I do know I co-create. So even if I don't say it out loud, I'll say it in my mind. And things amazingly, seemingly, miraculously start to go more smoothly. Things are better. My mood is better. My outlook is better. And I have a smile for the man at the dump. And I have a smile for the woman or man at the grocery store who waited on me, et cetera, because I know giving away that smile means I'm going to get it back. I don't work on this because I'm such a good person. I promise you I don't. I work on this because I want things, because I know it's a better way to be in the world. I'm happier, I'm healthier, I'm more energetic, I'm more focused, I'm more able to pull myself up from those pits and go, okay, come on, authentic self. You know dang well you're co-creating this, so let's get with the program. And I hate the word work when it comes to this. We're going to be covering a lot of that next week. But it's really a focus. It's giving myself permission to focus on what is happening right now. Can I do about what's happening right now? There's a whole lot not in my control, can't do anything about it. So I pray or I treat or I meditate or whatever it is. And then I go about my day watching where I put my feet, putting my hand on the banister, asking for help when I need it so that I don't fall down, go boom. Because I really don't want to fall down and go boom at 72. I don't bounce as well as I did 50 years ago. So let's pay attention. It's a very small price to pay, is attention. And when we put our intention on things and our attention on things, we're co-creating. Our vibration has gone up more high. We are conscious that we're creating this day. Right now, we've co-created this moment. And it can be a wonderful moment or it can be a sucky moment. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the air, but anyway, it's a wonderful day. Even if everything's gone wrong, we can't put that toothpaste back in the tube. We have to say, okay, I co-created this and I co-created that and that over here. And the good news is, because I can't unknow that I'm doing that, I can co-create something different right now. And what am I working on? What are my goals? What are my spiritual goals? What are my physical goals? What am I manifesting next? Let me take a look at that. Okay, well, I'm manifesting this right now. Good, okay. And I'm moving toward that over there that I'm manifesting. Yay, good. And look at all the things that my wonderfully creative mind, given to me by the God of my understanding, is doing. And it is my job to be conscious of that and go, am I creating this? You dang well betcha I am. So I am going to create carefully and consciously more and more, just a little bit more every day. And it gets scary when we recognize the power that is within us to co-create with the God of our understanding. That is scary to me. When I think about that power, I go, oh, man, no, I'm really not up to that job. Of course you are. You've been doing it all your life. But now you're doing it more consciously. So because you're doing it more consciously, you'll get better and better and better at that, and it gets less scary. The first time I realized, yeah, this is true, I am co-creating my own reality. I wanted to get under my quilt and stay there. But then I learned how interesting and exciting it can be. And when that fear comes up, I go, yep, can't go backwards, but I sure the heck can go forward because I've proved it to myself many times by now. So let's co-create consciously. When you're frightened, look that fear right in the eye and say, you betcha I'm a powerful person. Very. I am co-creating my reality. That means I'm powerful. And I get a little better at that every single day. So, yeah, it's scary, but it's also wonderful. You are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I'm your host, Ellen Hartwell. If you'd like to reach me or John Warren, you certainly can. Go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. We'd love to hear from you. Next week's show is the joy of this metaphysical journey. So thank you so much. And John, I'm going to go mute, so let her rip, tater chip.
Oh, you're very funny and cute. Ellen,
yes, I am.
What a good, that's just true. Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
It's such a, this is another one. I love the topics and the titles and the stuff that you effectively produce this show. I mean, I never quite know where we're going to go. It's always on the mark. I mean, it's always metaphysics. We know what we're talking about in general, or I know what we're talking about in general. This is one of those, like, topics being scary. Scary being a topic is that I always want to go back. There's a couple of very broad horizons that I want to talk about here because I've thought about this. And then Ellen unpacked a couple of other things really beautifully just now that triggered other thoughts in me. And the broad horizon is, and I've said this before, and Ellen just now touched on it, because I truly believe this. A lot of people like confuse being a good person with metaphysics. I think that naturally what happens to us is that we become good people, and there's a reason for it. One of the biggest, in a way, New Agey books ever written, at least in our scope, is The Power of Positive Thinking, and by Norman Vincent Peale, which is a very helpful and a very interesting book. But it implies that, like, being happy all the time is the goal, or it doesn't imply that. If you actually read it, it's just gigantically helpful. I really think it's good. And he actually addressed later in his life where he thought he fell down, and where he would have rewritten it. But that's another topic for another show. I will just say the impression you can get from stuff like that is that we are a positive thinking movement, and we are not. The natural outgrowth of approaching a philosophy of life, and I think it's a science of life, that says you're participating in what's happening in your world, whether you know it or not. You are actually creating it. Thoughts become things. Excuse me. Thoughts become things. Approaching that, I will say, if you want to get better at it and continue to grow and study it and explore it, and really enjoy the expansive horizon, which can be this study and is this study, you do actually naturally become a better person. Like Ellen just talked about it. Like, because one of the main practices is like, okay, what's going right? Things seem to be going wrong for me today. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, yada, yada, yada. You know, everything is wrong today. Or I'm having a bad day, in quotes. Okay, one of the simplest metaphysical adjustments for that is to go, okay, what are you grateful for? Oh, my dog's sitting right here. I really enjoy this show. There is technology in the world that allows me to express once a week this thing that I love, which I'm doing right now. I have a nice bubbly drink in front of me, clear water. I don't know what it is, black cherry, zero calories. I love this water. I love the bubbly water, all sorts of things. The lights are on. So I actually become, in that moment, a sort of more positive, effective person. Now, I'm talking to you guys right now, but I promise you, if you practice this enough, you will note that if I go out and run errands this afternoon, chances become much higher that the people I will interact with based on the vibration that I expressed from the place I was just in of listing gratitude briefly, that took a minute, tops, to up my vibe, the world starts to work out in a much more, it presents itself in a much friendlier manner. And anybody who's practiced this will note this. That doesn't mean that something off couldn't happen if I go out and like run errands and somebody could be mean, I could get, and all sorts of things could happen. I'm not going to affirm. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, but I have now practiced enough to know that as a general rule, when I'm coming from a space of gratitude, the world is friendlier. And so I want to, like, we become better people, though that isn't the goal. I fundamentally think the goal is that, like, we're wants. Sentient creatures are creatures that want. I want to reproduce. I want to eat. I want. This is a way to practice actually who you are, which is a creature that, a sentient creature that wants, and to actually kind of get on top of the pony, get on top of your own evolution, focus your own evolution. Now, and I agree with Ellen, so I wanted to get that out of the way. I totally agree with this because I truly believe, this is a personal religious belief, that the gospel, the word gospel that was espoused by Jesus is actually this fundamentally. And 30 years later, when they started writing it down, things got jumbled, life happens, people weren't that practiced, and it became, you know, about magic tricks and all sorts of other things. This is all my belief. You believe whatever you want. I am not here to judge that. And so I want to say truly, what metaphysics is the gospel. And what does gospel mean? It's the good news. Jokingly and ironically, as Ellen said, once you really absorb that you're participating in all of this, it's also weirdly the bad news. Like, oh my God, no way. That can't be right. And she said, you know, I get under the palace, but like that sinking feeling that you participated in that ghastly relationship you had 10 years ago, or the huge error you made in judgment by fill in the blank, or, you know, whatever, the weather you're in. No, I don't believe that we cause the weather, but we actually cause the choices that we make that lead us to the places where we, I live in a place where there's earthquakes. I have been in strong earthquakes. I don't cause the earthquakes with my brain. We're not idiots. This isn't a magic trick, but I create a life where I want to live. And trust me when I say to you, the type of people who live in places like I live are similar, just like the people who live in Hurricane Alley. There are similarities. There are choices. We do reflect where we decide to land. And those are value systems. Those are actually value systems. And so let me just say is the good news. And the good news really is as you continue to practice, it becomes less and less scary. And I will tell you why, because when the scary stuff comes up, if you get to, oh my gosh, I can't believe I manifested this. If you can get past that and go, okay, I guess I did. That horse is out of the barn. That climax has happened. That, whatever it is, that is spirit spent. So I am now in this moment, and if it's something that you are scared about or terrified, I am now going to participate full on in this moment, in I'm rising above this, I'm raising the vibration. Everything works out the way it's supposed to. Right now, from the highest good for everyone involved, once you have that consciousness and you can pop into it, because I don't think I've cleaned out, you can call it karma, I don't think I've cleaned out everything. My word from probably a while ago is still becoming flesh, if maybe unconsciously. If I don't say affirm right now, is all the negative things are gone. But we aren't here to actually give people magic tricks. I don't think the point of metaphysics is to teach people magic tricks to avoid everything that might make them uncomfortable. Uncomfortability is actually useful if we remember that we are participating in the creation of everything that is happening right now. No, if an earthquake starts in Los Angeles where I am right now, I do not cause the earthquake with my brain. But I can immediately go, okay, I am safe. My dog is safe no matter what happens in the next 10 and a half seconds. It's a weird, horrible, that's a creepy thing to say. But you know what I mean, right? And I want to be safe. So it is, yeah, that's scary. This is happening and it's scary. I have this power. You do not have all the power. Remember this too. You don't have all of it. You will eventually. But if you're listening to the show and you're on Blog Talk Radio and it's Tuesday in the year 2022, I promise you, you're not done unless you are that secret messiah. And if you are, I really am flattered that you listen to this show. However, chances are extremely high that you're still working on stuff and you don't have all the power. We'll get there. I fully intend to walk on water in some incarnation. It doesn't matter to me if it happens in this one. It just doesn't. It's not where I am. But you are participating in what is happening in your life right now, and we're getting better, and we're getting better, and we're getting better and more conscious every day, and there will be times when things seem scary. I've just gone through one professionally, and I forget. I enter the scary moment, and I'm watching the movie, and I forget, oh, I'm watching a movie. I am going to actually change the next scene in this movie. And if you don't know how to do that, if you're not, sometimes I'm powerful and I'm connected and sometimes I don't. Sometimes that's why we practice. I don't remember how to do it exactly. I feel like I'm further into the depths of it, and I just make a gratitude list in my head or on paper. Or Ellen mentioned a few weeks ago, she's listening to Handel's Messiah. That is a brilliant way to raise your vibration. I'm going to say a couple other things before I get off in the weeds here. So to reaffirm that it can be scary, remember who you are in that moment. And the more you practice remembering who you are in the silly moments that don't seem scary, the stuff that doesn't confront you, the less the confrontational moments will happen and the more practiced you will be in the moments when they do. You go, oh, I manifest myself here. I didn't realize I was doing that, but now I'm going to take charge of it and I'm going to move forward. We see this all the time in the news. There's a shooting, or fortunately, there's an earthquake in San. Remembering the earthquake in San Francisco, the whole Marina District in San Francisco. Suddenly, all these people who allegedly didn't know each other, you're pulling, the fire hoses. We do it when we have to automatically. I'm saying practice more and more as you're in your life when you're doing the dishes, going, I'm powerful in this moment. I'm connected to my power in this moment. And then that good news, when bad news in quotes, something scary in quotes shows up, you remember who you are and you can focus through it much more quickly and much more powerfully, and you will help other people along the way, I promise. I want to say a couple of things about the stuff that is hard for people to stomach in terms of how can you say that that person that, has this physical malady or whatever, like manifested that. A few things I want to say is always remember this. Eternity undergirds all of this. The basic assumption of everything that we are talking about is that you have been here forever and that you will be here forever. You never get it exactly perfect. Not even Jesus did. And it will never end. We are on a journey home. So undergird all of that. And number two, if you are listening to this show, no matter where you are in this context, resign from the debating society about it. If you really want to, and this has been helpful to me, you can debate all you want. Why did the Holocaust happen? You can if you want to go there. I'm not actually not going to judge that. But I'm going to say is if you want to practice metaphysics from where you are right now, resign from the debating society about whether or not those people participated on some conscious or unconscious level. Just don't talk about it. And I mean that. That sounds like denial. I'm not saying deny history. I'm saying if you want to manifest something greater in your life other than being a historian, which is an important profession, if you want to manifest that, then keep studying that stuff. If you want to manifest something else, don't actually get involved with, well, how can you say they manifested that? They participated in that. I don't know how I can say that, and I'm not going to worry about it. It has been an enormous help to me to go, to be able to classify things that bother me. It's like, okay, I'll look at that at some point probably, but not now. Now I'm working on expanding my consciousness to being a more expansive, loving person, a bigger house, whatever it is I'm working on. You will get to the other side of fear. You will get to the other side of fear much more quickly and you'll be able to manage it and focus it on a creation. You're powerful, man. You are powerful. Remember that even in the scary moments. And that just takes practice. Remembering takes practice. That is the end of what I have to say, Ellen Hartwell.
Well, that was brilliant. We have 10 seconds left. Next week's show is Enjoying Your Metaphysical Journey. Have joy with it. Have fun with it. And we'll be talking about that next week. So know your power. Know your joy. Stay as positive as you can and give yourself lots of room for growth. Thank you for listening and let your lives rip, tater chips.